And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Sedette, your coast-to-coast mindset coach, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the world. Wrestling Mindset. Happy to be doing another Mindset Monday. As you could already notice here, we don't have Eye of the Tiger going. Last week we had a warning from Facebook that actually said you can't use copyrighted material. So Eye of the Tiger is out now, unfortunately, for Mindset Monday, but that's okay. I wasn't planning on singing it. We'll just get right into it. All right, so the topic of the night, overcoming pre-match nerves. Back up a second. First thing, we're really excited at Wrestling Mindset. We're actually heading out to the Olympic Training Center tomorrow at Colorado Springs. We're going to be giving our great wrestling-specific mindset information to the Olympic teams. That's going to be a really solid thing. The national teams, the women's, the Greco, we're going to be having a meeting with those coaches and administrators in the program. It's really an excellent thing. So we're super pumped about that, getting ready to go over there. And again, our information, we don't change our information, whether we're working with elementary school, middle school, high school, college, or the Olympic level team. It's all the same stuff. Now, we might word the information differently, we explain it differently, but it's the same exact material. And we see time and again, our middle school wrestlers struggling with the same thing as these World and Olympic guys and girls. And we've seen that over and over and over. The younger group needs something different than the older group. We might word it differently, but it's the same material. Okay, also, make sure now the season's kicking in here. Make sure you check out our website, www.wrestlingmindset.com. Sign up for your free trial session. Okay, so the topic of the night, pre-match nerves. I actually wanted to dedicate this one to Bayonne High School. My friend, Second Dice, he coaches over there, and he was actually saying that something his team was struggling with was just really overcoming pre-match nerves. The first thing to talk about when it comes to nerves is that we got to handle this problem proactively. Okay, so that's why we have Wrestling Mindset, and that's why we talk about doing mindset training. Think about it like with your technique. You don't learn technique after the match. I mean, you do, but you know the best wrestlers. They're going to the clubs in the off season. They're practicing. They're learning moves ahead of time. Zach, you just missed a shout out. You're getting this call to Bayonne High School. The topic of the night is overcoming pre-match nerves. We just gave you a shout out as being a coach over there. All right. So again, we have to handle pre-match nerves proactively. We don't start working on our strength training after we get beat up by someone a lot stronger than us. We don't start working on double leg defense after we're getting taken down by a double leg. We want to work on this ahead of time. Okay, so it's the same thing with our mindset. The best time to handle our nerves is before these matches. We don't want to wait until after it's a problem. So, again, that's why we set up the systematic program that's tailored to each individual, really handling this problem ahead of time. I really can't stress that enough because it's like a lot of people view mindset training as damage control. It's like once I'm getting beat by someone, after I choke in a big match, then I go to mindset training. No. You do things right ahead of time. You have good nutrition proactively, not after you have a bad week, not after you feel like crap after a match. Handle your nutrition ahead of time. Handle your mindset ahead of time. Handle your conditioning. Handle your strength ahead of time. It's got to be proactive. Okay, this damage control and this working backwards, that's 20th century. That's old news. From the 21st century, we're up to date with our science and our research. We handle it ahead of time. So that's number one. Next, things we can do. First, let's make practices similar to matches. And let's make matches similar to practice. So it works both ways. When we're in practice, we want to make it as similar to a match as possible. So simple things you can do as wrestlers, wear your singlet in practice when you go live. You don't have to wear your singlet the whole practice. You have your clothes on, and then you kick it off and go into your singlet before you go live. If you watch video footage of the Russians, they always have their singlet on when they're wrestling live in practice overseas. And the same thing with your headgear. Now, I hated wearing my headgear, obviously, with my jacked up ears over here. But I would recommend, maybe you don't care what your ears look like either, but if you know you're going to have to win a state title with headgear on, you should wrestle live in practice with headgear on. So compete and practice the way you want to be competing in a match. If you do a certain warm-up before you go live in matches, make sure you do that before practice. If you tell yourself, make sure you're telling yourself consistent things before practice and before matches. When I say practice, I mean when you're going live in practice. So what we see with a lot of wrestlers, they do well in practice. Their practice room stay champ, but they tell themselves something radically different than when they go live in matches. In practice, usually they tell themselves, this doesn't count, I have nothing to lose, this doesn't mean anything, just try things out there, be aggressive. And then when we get into matches, we change our mindset, and we say, this is really important, I have to do well, this is it, now or never, make it or break it, do or die, there is no tomorrow. So that's something totally different than we tell ourselves before we go live and practice. Be careful with that. Make sure what you're telling yourself before you go live and practice and matches is the same thing. Otherwise, we're setting ourselves up to choke. And it's the same thing with us taking tests in school. I hear a lot of our athletes talk about they don't do well on standardized tests. It's the same thing. It's the performance. It's mindset. So if we're getting nervous before the SATs, maybe it's because we're telling ourselves this test is really, really important. Now, I understand, of course, this test is really, really important. But the way you're going to mentally prepare for that is by treating all the other tests that you take the same way that you're going to take the SATs. Okay, so be aware of that. Don't change your mindset from practice to a match. Live wrestling is live wrestling. Whether it's done at your club, your middle school, your high school, wherever you are, different states, it's all the same thing. Also, usually in practice, we're focused on beating our partner, we're focused on beating our opponent, but we're not thinking about winning. In matches, we change it. We start thinking about winning. We start thinking about the outcome. What am I going to put in this tournament? What's the score going to be? We're outcome-oriented when we're in matches. When we're in practice, we are trying to beat our partner. We are trying to beat our opponent, but we're not as focused on winning. We're not as focused on the outcome. So shift that perspective from matches back to practice. And one of the best ways of doing this, we have this available to all of our wrestlers in our mindset program, the match evaluation, self-knowledge week 4. And that's and what you have there is a clear breakdown of your effort, your attitude, all these different positions, neutral, top, bottom, exactly what you should be thinking about, exactly what you should be thinking about before and during your matches. And those are things that you have control over. So that's what we want you focusing on, action-oriented things, the process. We don't want you focused on the outcome. So that's something we change up. Like I said, we don't want to be thinking about the score, the referee, the time, or any of these other things. That's going to help you not being as nervous. Also, self-knowledge week 5, the pre-match routine. So anyone who's doing our program knows what I'm talking about, these worksheets, because there's no quick fix to overcoming pre-match nerves. It's doing a systematic plan. And if I say it once, I say it 46 times, you have to do the things we're telling you. Just listening to me on Mindset Monday, this is great, but it's not going to be enough. You've got to be doing the mindset exercises and the mindset worksheets. It's like drilling your technique. It's like lifting the weight. You can't just think about it. You've got to do it. Okay, so the pre-match routine. One thing I'm going to say along the lines of the pre-match routine, there's four critical elements of every pre-match routine, but one other point is being careful of the music we listen to before matches. And here's what I mean with that. In high school, I would listen to more like Eminem, Tupac, Biggie, Eye of the Tiger, Rocky. I would get myself real fired up before my matches. And then I realized, you know, I was already a high-energy person, and I'm pushing myself too far overboard. So in college, I changed it up a little bit. I started listening to more like dance music or 80s or songs that made me smile and laugh. Alvin and the Chipmunks or, you know, NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys, literally anything to lighten my mood. Because, again, my personality would radically change before a match. And here's a red flag. We don't have this on a wrestling mindset red flags list, but this is definitely one of them. Be careful about when your personality changes radically right before a match. So in other words, I mean by that, me always being more upbeat, outgoing, happy personality, laughing. And then before my matches, I throw my hood on and I go into this war mode and I'm mean mugging it or whatever, right? We start thinking too much. We change that personality. And when I see wrestlers change their personality too much before a match, usually they do worse. Okay, so if you tend to be a more calm and relaxed person, I understand that you might want to get a little bit more fired up before matches. But don't change that personality too much. Don't put yourself overboard in a different direction. And if you're a person who is very upbeat, stay upbeat, but don't let that go to either extreme, too upbeat or too low key. So try to keep your personality pretty much stable even before a match. If your person likes to laugh, make sure you're laughing before your matches. Joke around with a friend. And remember, there's a difference between joking around and screwing around. So we're not saying being disruptive or, doing things, to throw other people off. But we're saying keep yourself smiling, keep yourself laughing. And that's why what I was saying before, the music that we listen to really helps us, right? Music can alter moods and talk to you. So, like Eminem says, so it's true. If that music talks to us, that music gets us going, make sure you use it strategically. And if you find yourself getting too fired up, listen to easier music. On the other hand, if you need to pick yourself up, if you need to chill, let's say it's a Saturday morning match, you're wrestling a team you know you're a lot better than, not that we care who we're wrestling, but let's just say you know you don't have someone really good. But you know you want to treat every match the same. You want to treat every match very consistent. Make sure you get yourself fired up. Listen to music that lifts you up. Okay, so use that strategically. And then another thing is when we're in practice, you're really going to have to be hard on yourself here because coaches and teammates might not be doing this, but think about your goal. What are you trying to accomplish? And then put yourself in that match, whether it's winning a wrestle-off, winning the counties, qualifying for the state tournament, placing in the state tournament, winning the state tournament, winning a national tournament, winning an Olympic title, whatever it is, put yourself in that match in practice. And I heard about this from Quentin Wright. Quentin Wright, who was a 2-time NCAA champ, 3-time NCAA finalist from Penn State, when we asked him about his mental health at the Pennsylvania Coaches Convention a few years ago. And he said, when I'm in practice, I really mentally put myself in the national finals. I tell myself, I'm down with 30 seconds left and I need to get a takedown. Or I'll tell myself, okay, I'm winning in the national finals and I want to get one more takedown. So he said he really puts himself there to the point where, he feels it. He starts to feel that sense of urgency. So and that's not something Cale Sanderson was telling him to do. That's not something his teammates were doing. But he made sure he was thinking about his goals in live wrestling. So simulate that national tournament or that state tournament in practice. Or maybe you're a JV wrestler and you're trying to win a wrestle-off. Simulate that wrestle-off when you're going live in practice. Okay, so that's just a few quick tips about overcoming those pre-match nerves. There's a lot more from where that came from. We have one entire series on relaxing under pressure. Okay, that's directly working on this. That's 5 or 6 different worksheets that are directly on this topic. We have 6 or 7 worksheets on confidence. And we know confidence is the opposite of being anxious, of being nervous. All right, on my master's degree thesis on perfectionism and anxiety wrestlers, we know that the opposite of anxiety is confidence. So believing in ourselves, a 6 or 7 part series on confidence. And one of the things that pulls us from being confident, one of the things that makes us more nervous, is by not being in the present moment. We think too much about the future. We think too much about the past. We think about what might happen after the match. We think about, we might think a lot about what someone's going to say to me, what's my coach going to say to me after the match, what's my dad going to say to me after the match, who knows. So we don't want to, what are my friends going to say, am I going to get laughed at? So staying in the present moment, my point is that we have 5 or 6 worksheets on the present moment, 5 or 6 worksheets on relaxing under pressure, 6 or 7 worksheets on confidence. All these things are going to help you attack those pre-match nerves, okay? It's not a quick fix. It's just like if we were going to talk about how do I get stronger arms, okay? Well, there's exercises you have to do. You can't just do them once. You have to do them repeatedly every week. You see how the mindset program is exactly the same as that? Or you ask me, how do I improve my sweep single or my double leg takedown? It's not a quick fix. I can't just explain it to you. You have to then go on. I show you the move, and then you drill the move over and over every single week. Right? Well, it's the same exact thing with our mindset. If we want to overcome these pre-match nerves, we have to be working on this every single week. It's wrong to have a plan for strength training, cardio, and technique, and not to have a plan for our mindset. There's got to be a plan for all of them. They're all very important. But, you know, let's say wrestling's a holistic sport. We know that. We have to attack it on all fronts, being the total package. And along those lines of being the total package, our spiritual strength call will be at 10 p.m., so in 45 more minutes. Like we say, being the total package, spirit, mind, and body, we don't have anything to chance. Unrelated to wrestling mindset, but it is definitely a great thing that you should be tuning in for. All right, let's open up the floor for some questions. Opening up the floor for some questions. These are the last calls we're going to take before we leave next week for this week, tomorrow, in the other training center, where, again, we're going to be giving the same exact mindset exercises, worksheets, the same exact things that all of our members get, that all of our wrestling mindset clients get. That's what we're bringing to the Olympic team. They're going to have this great information, and hopefully that's going to translate to a lot of success in these upcoming World Championships and the Olympics. Really great stuff. How many questions on our conference call, please press star 1, and your line will be unmuted. Star 1 in our conference call, or if you have a question on our Facebook Live, you can spread in. Anything about overcoming pre-match nerves, anything that we spoke about, or any other mindset topic I could help you with?
Hello?
Yes.
You said not to change the personality too much before a match, but
right.
In the past you went over alter ego, so that kind of interferes with one another. Can you explain that a little bit better?
Yes, great question. Okay, so for our Facebook Live callers, the question is, you don't want to alter our personality too much before a match, but on the other hand, we also spoke about having an alter ego. That's sometimes constructing something that that alter ego is someone who can handle the pressures better or handle these kind of different situations. So the whole thing is really planning it ahead of time. I think it's very important, you know, with your mindset coach, just taking time to go over this ahead of time and striking a good balance between creating that alter ego and also being yourself. So the alter ego can be. So we have the alter ego can deal with pressure, deal with nerves. If I tend to be a people pleaser, my alter ego is going to be the person who doesn't care what other people think. If I like to, if I normally think a lot about records, rankings, seedings, and predictions, which I did when I was competing, I used to like looking at that stuff. My alter ego doesn't care about records, rankings, seedings, and predictions. That being said, my personality, which is normally happy, laughing, joking around, not so serious all the time, I'm going to keep that part of me before the match. So in other words, I'm going to piece this together. And that's why when we talk about with our wrestlers developing a pre-match routine, it's more like you're Dr. Frankenstein. You get to create a monster. Now, the monster doesn't have to be like a mad, angry monster. Okay, it's got to be some combination of who you are and who you need to be, if that makes some sense. So your personality might remain stable, but you might change the way you think about certain things. In other words, we talk about the predator-prey mindset. Predator animals focused on effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. So predator wrestlers focus on things within their control, effort, attitude, aggressiveness. Now, prey animals, or prey wrestlers, are focused on everything outside their control. Who's going to stand? What's my record going to be? What's my ranking? What do I place in the tournament? What do other people think about me? So in that sense, any of the prey thoughts that I have, I'm going to switch those to predator thoughts, and that's going to be my alter ego. And that being said, my personality isn't going to change. Does that make some sense?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Like, yeah, if I'm normally a quieter person, you know, stay quiet before your matches. Don't then all of a sudden start, like, that's not the time that all of a sudden, like, you know, start talking a lot or whatever. Usually it works the other way around. Usually it's when that people who are very outgoing and you know, before matches, in practice, usually they're joking around with their friends, they're laughing, they're having a good time, and then they go live and they do real well. And then matches the exact opposite. You know, they don't smile at all. They don't laugh at all. They stop joking around. And that's usually the way it works. So don't alter that part. Don't alter your personality, but maybe alter the thoughts you have. The alter ego more relates to your thoughts. That's an excellent question right there. Because that absolutely can appear to be contradictory on the surface. So good heads up thinking there.
Thank you.
Can I clarify that more for you? Can I explain that quick enough? Sounds like we're good. Okay. Any other questions? Very good one.
I have one.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm having a little bit of trouble here, and it's a little staticky. I have a question. Whenever times get tough, I know I was able to do it, I'm wondering, when times are getting tough, you're getting tired, you're sucking wind, things like that, how would you be able to, what tools did you actually have to, push yourself through and say, I can do this, and I can,
okay.
I'm going to push through, and, you didn't, all of a sudden say, I can't do this, and quit, and,
Gotcha.
What was your tools to avoid, basically quitting when you're tired or in pain?
I got your great question right there. So the question is, and this is from one of our callers on the conference call, and so from our FaceTime Live callers, the question was, what do we do when we get into those moments where we feel like quitting? Let's face it, wrestling is a very tough sport, and there's going to be times where we're exhausted. We feel like we've got nothing left in the tank. And we get to this point in practice as well. How do we push through it? How do we give a little bit more? Okay, so for this, and believe it or not, this is something we see a lot of wrestlers struggle with. We see a lot of even college wrestlers. Some of the top teams in the country, if I told you the names of some of these teams, you would be shocked. But some of the best teams in the country that we work with, this is one of their top struggles, that fear of fatigue. And what do you do with that moment of fatigue? And I think the big thing, and we have this again on our worksheets, I hold up our wrestling mindset workbook, and these are all the different worksheets we have. Again, you just do one a week, not doing the whole book at once. So what we have up to this is our mental toughness series. I have a book right up to mental toughness right here. So, you know, one of the things we would do is we have extra workouts. You would schedule extra workouts too. And the extra workouts serve for two reasons. One, you're physically going to get in better shape. Two, mentally, you need to know you're doing the extra workouts. I just watched something on Ben Askren talk about this, saying that he would get up at 2 or 3 a.m. and do a little workout because he was the only person in the state that was doing it, right? So having that extra workout, sure, I'm in better shape, but it was also mentally for him. He knew he was doing it. And then I heard John Smith talk about this also. When he was playing World and Olympic Championships in the early 90s, late 80s, he used to get up at 2 a.m. and he used to run the bleachers. So while his opponents were training on the other side of the world, he was training also. But while he was training, his opponents were sleeping because of those time zone differences. So the extra workout actually gets you in better shape, and it also gives you that mental edge. So when you get tired in those matches, you know you can put in extra work. That's one of the things we recommend doing. Another thing we recommend is having a focal point, so either a picture, an image, or a word, something you tell yourself when you get tired. So you have to plan that out now. Planning out, okay, when I get tired, when I feel like I'm absolutely hitting the wall, what am I going to tell myself? I think of Isaiah Martinez. He did an interview with him last year. Not an interview, they did a full wrestling special. It was a 2 or 3 part special on him. 2-time NCAA champ, and he's only a junior. And he was saying that, you have to be willing to five or six times, he kept saying, pushing yourself to dark places. So I would assume that's his focal point. And when he starts getting real tired, he thinks about pushing himself through those dark places, right? I'll give you my own personal example of this. I remember when I used to compete, and it, whether it be in practice or even when I was lifting weights, I noticed I still kind of do it now. And when I start getting tired, I think back to Rocky IV, and when Rocky's trainer was telling me, no pain, no pain. I just catch myself saying that to myself. So, the great wrestlers, they're doing it. They're probably doing it naturally. A lot of people aren't doing it naturally, right? So if maybe this is one of the things that, all the things I didn't take in stride, like I had my head so far in the wrong direction with the fan mentality, but I did that, but I intended to do this right. Knowing what I was going to tell myself at those moments of fatigue, make sure you plan it out. Have it written down. And again, a wrestling mindset plan, that's why it's very important you look into doing this, because we have this. Your mindset coach is going to take you through all these things. Like all these questions we get, this is all part of the program, so we're really healthy with it. And then one other thing I would recommend that you have to overcome the fear of fatigue is think about a neutral top and bottom. Okay, what are matches? Write out actual examples of matches where you were dead tired on your feet, on neutral, and you pushed yourself through. Write down examples on top. Write down examples on bottom. Where you were dead tired and you pushed yourself through, that fatigue. So this way you have those examples written down. So you have it fresh in your memory bank. So when you're out there in practice, you're out there in a match, you're getting tired, and boom, your mind goes right back to that double overtime match that you warmed up. You know, you're up, you're in, you're again, you're exhausted on your feet. Your mind goes back to that overtime match you won, or that practice that you wrestled, that you were, you know, did however many takedowns in a row, all the hard work you did on your feet. So write down concrete examples, times where you pushed yourself through fatigue on neutral top and bottom. And I guarantee you probably have you probably have more examples than you thought you had. And then your mind is going to be able to quickly go back to them, those moments of fatigue. So it's a combination of all those things. So that's what I just did. I gave you some examples from mental toughness week 3 and mental toughness week 5 that actually deal directly with what you said, that difficulty with fatigue during matches. Again, very common thing. Excellent. Very good question. Very good. Excellent. So tomorrow, again, we're heading out to the Olympic Training Center. We're going to be away for the next week. But make sure any questions, we're still very available. We have people who are ready to take your calls. We have people who are ready to respond to your emails and Facebook messages. So make sure you sign up for that free trial session over at www.wrestlingmindset.com. And going through these worksheets, going through these exercises, at this point in the season, your best bet is our 10-day confidence crash course. Mid-January is the perfect time for this 10-day confidence crash course. You check it out on our website. It's right there. You sign up for the free trial session. We'll tell you all about it. But this is going to help you get those exact results that you're looking for. All right? Everyone's struggling with the same kind of things. We see this stuff over and over. And guess what? We go out to the Olympic Training Center tomorrow. It's going to be the same kind of things. You're struggling with the same things you are. It's who's going to fix the problem? We know wrestling is at least 50% mental. Probably closer to 70, 80, or 90% mental. And we're training 90% physical. So how can we bridge that gap? Wrestling Mindset's here to do that. We're excited to do it, and we're real happy to help. Make sure you listen in. In less than or about a half hour at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, our Spiritual Strength Conference call. Make sure you take a listen to that. Next week again, same place, same channel, Wrestling Mindset, Mindset Monday Live. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset, bringing you the best mindset information specific to wrestling anywhere in the world. Have a great week. Have a great night. Join us in a half an hour on this channel. We'll see you.